Last time I had an opportunity to preach.
上一次我有机会讲到,
I preached on Habakkuk chapter 1. And we began by asking the question,
我开始的时候问问题,
why do bad things happen to good people?
为什么坏事发生在好人的身上?
And it's almost the exact same question.
那么是几乎是同样的问题,
how can God be just?
神怎么能是公义的呢?
When he lifts up the wicked people,
当他兴起邪恶的人,
and he puts down the righteous,
他压制公义的人。
If you remember in Habakkuk chapter 1,
如果你还记得哈巴谷书第一章,
Habakkuk is walking around looking at the present state of Israel.
哈巴谷到处游走看看以色列人的光景,
and he sees a people that is wholly given over to idolatry.
他发现这些人在拜偶像。
He sees a people whose worship of the false gods is so wicked that they're sacrificing their own children. They're burning them through the fire. And they're following after completely false gods. The religion was entirely wicked. It was filled with both violence and sexuality. So in Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 2,
所以在哈巴谷书第一章第二节,
the only prayer that he can make to God is by crying out violence.
哈巴谷唯一可以祷告就是呼喊强暴。
And he wonders when God is going to act in a just manner towards Israel.
他不晓得什么时候神能够凭着公义来对付以色列。
And so God gives a response.
神给他一个回答。
And he says, justice is coming.
他说公义快来了。
Don't worry.
不用担心,
I'm bringing the Babylonians.
我会把巴比伦人带来,
and Israel's wickedness will be over.
以色列人的邪恶会过去。
So this gets Habakkuk to thinking.
这个让哈巴谷在思想,
the Babylonians?
巴比伦人吗?
They're worse than we are.
他比我们还糟糕。
How can you be just?
神你怎么能够是个公义的神?
And he acknowledges to God that God is the only just being in the universe.
哈巴谷是向神承认你在宇宙当中是唯一公义的。
But if God is the only just being in the universe,
但是如果你在宇宙中是唯一公义的,
then how in the world can you use an unjust people,
你怎么样用一个不公义的人,
to judge a people who are more righteous,
来审判比他们还公义的人?
It doesn't make sense.
这好像不合理。
And so Habakkuk sits back,
所以哈巴谷往后坐着看。
And in the beginning of chapter 2,
在第二章开始的时候,
verse 1,
第一节,
he says that he's going to sit back and he's going to wait for an answer.
他说我要坐在后面看看结果。
And he simply expects that God will have an answer to give to him.
他认为神一定会给他一个答案。
So then in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2,
那么第二章第二节,
you have a response given by God himself.
你听到神对他的回应。
And really, it's written in the form of a poem.
In verses 2
through 5 is the introduction to this poem.
And
he begins in verse 2 and 3 by stating the nature of the revelation. The revelation is a prophecy which is to be written down. And it says in verse 3 that it awaits an appointed time.
那么第三节这个启示有一定的时期,
that is to say that the things written therein,
换句话说手写的一定会有结局,
they will come to pass,
总会应验的,
they will happen,
一定会发生,
and it may even happen in Habakkuk's lifetime,
并且可能发生在哈巴谷有生之年.
It says it will certainly come and will not delay.
他说虽然迟延, 还要等到必然临到不再迟延.
So what is this thing that will come?
什么事情会来呢?
Chapter 2 is a little bit vague and unclear.
第二章对这方面不是讲得那么清楚,
but we see from the context of chapter 1,
但是我们从第一章的内容里面,
that even though the Babylonians are coming,
虽然巴比伦人要来了,
and that the Babylonians will bring judgment upon Israel, There will eventually be judgment upon Babylon themselves. And we know that this actually took place in history, this judgment. Hold your finger in Habakkuk and look at Daniel chapter 5.
如果你能够看到但以理书第五章,
Daniel chapter 5 occurs in the year 539 BC. And during this time, King Belshazzar, who's the second in the land, is sitting there in his kingdom while Darius of the Persians is sitting at the gates. But he's in his castle. And the fortress of Babylon was virtually impenetrable. It had walls thick enough that you could race chariots on top of it. No army in the world could stand against it. It had an unlimited source of water. As the river Euphrates literally flowed underneath the city. But, in the year 539, through a massive intelligent feat of engineering, General Darius of the Persians rerouted the Euphrates River around the city of Babylon. And it was during this party that Belshazzar was throwing in Daniel chapter 5.
就在这个时候,这个伯沙撒王,
so the entire city, other than a few people, is drunk. And so Belshazzar comes in through the dry riverbed underneath the city. Darius comes in through the riverbed. And he completely sacks the city of Babylon. So Babylon's judgment is coming. And the prophecy did come true. Verses 4 and 5 really give the outline to Habakkuk chapter 2 and the rest of the poem. Verse 4 describes the pride and the arrogance of the Babylonians. And verse 6 describes their actions. Verse 4, our memory verse this morning is a very interesting verse. This verse is quoted two or three times in the New Testament. And it speaks of the national salvation of Israel. That if and only if Israel has faith, they will live physically. That the judgment will not fall upon them. And they will be considered righteous people. The New Testament uses this verse. In Romans chapter 1. And it's upon this verse that the entire Protestant Reformation stands. When a Protestant reformer, Martin Luther, was teaching through the book of Romans, he read this phrase in Romans chapter 1, "The just shall live by faith." And he was converted. He believes the gospel. But this verse here in Habakkuk speaks of the national salvation of Israel. And this poem has a very, very clear structure. There are two sets of 10 lines in Hebrew. And the 10th line of each set is a theological statement concerning the character of God. And those statements are in verse 14. And in verse 20. And it's this outline that I'd like to examine as we look through the text this morning.
今天我想根据这个大纲跟大家一起来看第二章。
As a point of background,
那么我们再回去一个背景。
The judgment on Babylon follows what's called Lex Talionis.
这个对巴比伦的审判，这个原则是叫做回报的原则。
It's called the law of retribution.
也就是报应的法律。
It's the idea of an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.
换句话说，以牙还牙，以眼还眼。
Meaning, if you poke out somebody's eye,
换句话说，你把一个人眼睛挖掉，
your eye will also be poked out.
你的眼睛也需要被挖出来。
If you punch someone in the mouth,
如果你打了人家的嘴口，
and you knock his tooth out,
你把他一个牙齿打掉，
you should be punched in the mouth.
你也需要被人打你的口
and have your tooth knocked out as well.
把你的牙齿打掉。
If you murder a person,
如果你杀一个人，
you should be killed.
你要被杀。
It says that the justice, the punishment,
这个是说这个公义的审判，
always fits the crime.
总是跟你的罪行是一致的。
And so let's look at verses 6 through 14 first.
你们看第六到十四节。
And the overarching theme for this section,
怎么这一段里面一个主题
states that Yahweh's glory will be seen while Babylon's glory fades.
主题是我们的大概看第一篇，当巴比伦的荣耀消失的时候，耶和华的荣耀会被看见。
Let's begin by looking at verse 14.
我们来看第四节。
It says that the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
认识耶和华荣耀的知识要充满遍地，好像水充满洋海一般。
Here's a basic question for you.
这是一个对你一个基本的问题。
How much percentage of the ocean is covered by water?
地球上多少百分比是被洋遮盖？
Exactly 100%.
对不起，海洋是有多少百分比被水遮盖？百分之百。
That's because the oceans, simply put, are water. They are covered by water.
因为海洋本身就充满了水。
And so, as the waters cover the sea, it's completely, it's all-encompassing.
当然海洋充满水的话是全部的充满。
It says that the knowledge of the glory of the Lord will fill the earth.
那么十四节说认识耶和华荣耀之事要见得充满遍地。
How does this glory happen here?
神这样的荣耀怎么发生呢？
It happens through the judgment of Babylon.
借着对巴比伦的审判。
And so in this passage we have five woes that are listed.
在这段经文里面我们看到有五个有祸的。
And in this first section, three of the woes are listed.
在第一大段里面有三个有祸了。
The first woe is found in verses 6 through 8.
第一个有祸了，祸灾是从第六节到第八节。
And it states that Babylon will be plundered because of her plundering.
这边说巴比伦要被抢夺，因为他们抢夺人。
It says in verse 6,
在第六节，
Will not all them taunt him with ridicule and scorn, saying, Woe to him who piles up stolen goods and makes himself wealthy by extortion. How long must this go on?
这些国的民岂不都要提起诗歌并数以讥自己说祸哉加勒底人你增添不足自己的财物多多取人的饭头要到几时为止呢
To the people who were...being attacked by Babylon.
对这些被巴比伦攻击的人
They were crying out for judgment against Babylon.
他们呼喊说审判公义要对付巴比伦
Babylon would usually come in and take a nation captive.
巴比伦人常常来到国家把整个国家征服了
And then in order to make it easy to suppress the nation.
为了要好好地压制这个国家
They would take two things from the nation.
他们从这个国家里面拿两件东西
Number one, they would take all of its riches.
第一个把他们所有的财富拿掉。
And number two, they would take the best, the brightest, and the smartest of the young people.
第二个把他们最聪明的、最优秀的年轻人。
And they'd make the young people good Babylonians.
让这些年轻人成为好的巴比伦人。
And then they would usually send them back to help them rule their own people in the manner that the Babylonians would wish.
然后把这些好的年轻人送回去，让他们来管理当那个国家。
And so you're being ruled by your own people.
那么你虽然是被你本国的人管制
who are essentially Babylonians
但其实是巴比伦借着他们来管制
and you don't really have the money to raise an army
你也没有钱能够兴起一个军队
to fight against the Babylonians
来跟巴比伦打仗
so they were plundering the people
他们在抢夺这些人
And it says in verse 8,
在第八节,
because you have plundered many nations, the people who are left will plunder you.
因你抢夺许多的国,
there is coming a time
有一天要来,
when Babylon will be plundered as a result of their sin. Let's look at the second woe. Verses 9 through 11.
第九节到十一节,
and this is shame for ruin.
这个是毁坏人的或灭亡人的会蒙羞。
In verse 9 it says, woe to him who builds his realm by unjust gain, who sets his nest on high to escape the clutches of ruin. You have plotted the ruin of many people, shaming your own house and forfeiting your own life.
为本家继续不义之财在高处搭窝指望免灾的有祸了，你涂抹剪出多国的名犯的罪，使你家蒙羞自害己命。
The Babylonians began their conquest of many lands by plundering them. And sometimes several of these lands stayed in captivity for many years. And then oftentimes the people who were under captivity would try to revolt. In 605 BC,
在主前605年,
the country of Judah was first attacked by Babylon.
And
it was during this captivity that Daniel and his friends were taken.
在被他们统治的时候,
and the riches of the people were taken.
那么他们所有的财富也被拿走了。In
586 BC,
586年, 主前,
the king of Judah decided that he was no longer going to serve the Babylonians. And he attempted to overthrow Nebuchadnezzar's reign over him. So Nebuchadnezzar came with his army. And he completely leveled the city of Jerusalem. And there was nothing left. The temple was completely destroyed. Anything valuable within the temple was carried away.
所以有价值的,
you remember the story of Nehemiah.
你还记得尼希米吗?
He goes to the city.
他回到城市,
and when he gets there, what are the condition of the walls?
他看到这个城市的城墙,
what walls?
看不到城墙,
there were no walls left.
已经找不到城墙了,
the Babylonians tore down every single building in town. Their destruction of cities when they destroyed them was complete. They were completely gone.
完全不见了.
And in verse 10 of the book of Habakkuk,
在第十节,
it says in this that they have shamed their own house and that they have forfeited their life.
他说,
because of Babylon's destruction of the nations,
因为巴比伦对多国的,
there would be great shame to come upon them. The third woe is seen in verses
12
and 13. It says, woe to him who builds a city with bloodshed and establishes a town by crime. Has not the Lord Almighty determined that the people's labor is only fuel for the fire, and that the nations exhaust themselves for nothing? Not only did the Babylonians take away the best and the brightest of the young men, but oftentimes when they carried people into captivity, they would use them as slave labor. And thus the people of the nations that were taken by Babylon were literally being worked to death. And thus Babylon was guilty of murder. They had built their city, as it says in verse 12,
他在12节,
through the shedding of blood.
用人的血来建造城墙,
See, if you're working slaves for you,
and
all you need to do to get more slaves is to go capture some more.
你就需要再去,
and if you're concerned about being extremely productive in your business of building your city,
如果你希望建造你的城市非常的有效的话,
then human life doesn't really matter. You can work people until they die. When they die, you just go get new ones to replace them.
And
verse 14, we see our conclusion.
14节这个结论,
the earth is filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the water covers the sea.
要认识耶和华荣耀的知识要充满遍地, 好像水充满洋海一样。
That is to say that by the destruction of Babylon,
这句话意思是说, 借着毁灭巴比伦,
and we could even say by the sin of Babylon,
我们甚至可以说借着巴比伦的罪行,
God is ultimately glorified.
神被荣耀。
How is God glorified by Babylon's sin?
神的荣耀怎么借着巴比伦的罪得到荣耀呢?
God is glorified by Babylon's sin because it shows and it demonstrates to us that God is holy. And how is God glorified by the destruction of Babylon? It displays to us that God is ultimately just. How are these concepts of holiness and justice held together? God's holiness means that He is not like any other being in the universe.
我们说圣洁的神是说他不像宇宙中任何另外一个,
He is ultimately and completely unique.
他是完完全全独一的。
And in the fact that He is unique, He is completely and totally without sin.
他是这样的独一, 他是完全的没有罪。
The practical application of God's holiness
神圣洁实际的应用,
is His justice.
就是他的公义。
That is to say, that because God is completely separate from that which is sin,
因为神跟罪是完全的分开,
there is always wrath,
所以总是有那种愤怒,
upon acts of sin.
对罪的行为.
And this is going to be displayed in a very, very, very vivid manner against the Babylonians.
所以这会非常明显地彰显在巴比伦人身上.
God is glorified, and the knowledge of the glory of God at one day will be universal.
神是被荣耀, 有一天他的荣耀是全宇宙性。
Point number two.
第二大点,
Yahweh's silence will be heard when Babylon's violence ends.
当巴比伦的暴行停止的时候, 神的沉默就会被听到, 他的话语就被听到。
Let's look at verse 20.
我们看20节。
It says that the Lord is in His holy temple, let all the earth be silent before Him.
为耶和华在他圣殿中, 全地的人都当在他面前肃静静默。
In the concept of ancient Near Eastern history,
在古代中古的这些历史当中,文化当中,
temples were interesting things.
圣殿是个很有趣的建筑物。
Why would somebody build a temple?
为什么人要建一个圣殿?
You would build a temple in order that your God had a place to live.
为了说你的神有地方住。
Temples are the places where the gods dwell.
圣殿是神所居住的地方。
And so, in the ancient Greek Empire,
所以在古代的希腊, 王国里面,
you had a massive temple that was built upon Mount Olympus.
在这个, 奥林匹克的山上建了一个很大的圣殿。
Why?
为什么?
Because every Greek child knows that the gods live in Olympus.
因为大部分的所有的小孩子, 希腊人家知道说神住在那个山顶。
So you have to have a place in which the gods dwell.
所以你一定有一个要让神居住的地方。
In verse 20,
20节,
you have the temple of the Lord.
你有耶和华的殿。
It says that the Lord is in His holy temple, let all the earth be silent before Him.
所以耶和华在他圣殿中, 全地的人都应当在他面前肃静静默。
The gods of the ancient Near East
在中古代的这些神,
were geographically located.
他们是有地区性的。
So Dagon, who is the god of the Philistines,
所以在菲利士这个地方的神, 叫Dagon,
he lives in what's known as the modern day Gaza Strip. And so in the book of the Kings, when the Ark of the Lord was kidnapped,
所以在这个列王记中, 当神的约柜被他们抓去的时候,
they took the Ark and they put him at the feet of Dagon.
他们把这圣殿摆在Dagon这个神的神庙里面,
in order to show that, of course, the God Yahweh is subject to the God Dagon.
要表示说耶和华这个神是不如他们的神。
Where is the statue of Dagon located?
那么这个Dagon这个神摆在哪里？神像摆在哪里？
It was in the temple.
是在他们圣殿当中。
So our God now has geographical power over your God.
那么腓力斯人说，现在我们的神在地区上有统治你的神的力量。
And you remember the next day that the priest of Dagon went into the temple.
那么下件事你记得吗? 但这些Dagon神的祭司们来到他面前。
And the God Dagon was bowed down before the ark.
发现这个神像反而倒下来，在约柜面前敬拜他。
And so they pick up the God Dagon and they set him up again, thinking, oh, the wind must have blown, it must have been an earthquake in the middle of the night. And they go to sleep that night. And they wake up the next day.
早上醒来,
and the God's on the ground. And his head's fallen off. And his legs are broken. So they take the God and they parade him to the next city. And there's this terrible plague of boils that's following them around. And finally they decide, their God is stronger than our God. We ought to give him back. But this holy temple, in the book of Deuteronomy,
在生命记里面,
we learn that there's really only one temple. There's only one place where God can legitimately be worshipped. There is a center point of God's worship on the face of the planet. That is to say, when Yahweh is in his temple,
也就是说当耶和华在他的圣殿中,
and the presence of God is on earth,
当神的存在在地球上,
the picture is that Yahweh is ruling over all of the nations.
换句话说,
and if God is ruling over all of the nations,
如果神是统治各国,
what is the nation's response to him?
那么每个国家对他的反应应该怎么样?
You have an ultimately just God.
你有一个完全公义的神,
who punishes sin in a severe manner.
他对罪是惩罚是极大的,
and he's going to display his punishment of sin to the Babylonian people.
他要彰显他对巴比人惩罚,
and the response of the nations is the response that Job himself had when he met God.
那么各国的反应就好像约伯遇到神一样。
Do you remember what Job said?
你记得约伯说什么吗?
He says, I place my hand up upon my mouth. I have nothing more to say. And the nations are silenced before the judgment and the awe of the presence of God.
同样的,
but how does this happen?
怎么发生呢?
Let's look at the fourth woe.
我们看第四个祸灾,
verses 15 through 17.
15节,
it says in verse 15,
15节说,
woe to him who gives drink to his neighbors, pouring it from the wineskin till they are drunk, till he can gaze upon their naked bodies. You will be filled with shame instead of glory. Now it is your turn. Drink and be exposed. The cup from the Lord's right hand is coming around to you, and disgrace will cover your glory.
15节，给人酒喝，又加上毒物，使他喝醉，好看见他下体的有祸了。你满受羞辱。 不得荣耀，你也喝吧，显出是未受割礼的。耶和华右手的杯必传到你那里，你的荣耀就变为大大的羞辱。
In a very literal sense,
到字面上的解释,
this passage can be taken as an exhortation against drinking and drunkenness.
这段经文可以被来解释说是不应该喝酒的。
And it's also a picture of what's happening in Genesis chapter 9.
19-29.
You remember what happened after Noah got off the ark? He planted a vineyard. And he began drinking the wine that was made from his own grapes. And for some reason, righteous Noah ends up drunken in his tent. And one of his sons comes in and sees his father's nakedness and utterly makes fun of him. And there's a curse placed on his son because of it. But here in Habakkuk chapter 2,
但是在哈巴谷第二章,
I think what he's doing is he's using the drink as a metaphor. He's using it as a metaphor for the destruction that Babylon has brought upon people. And as a metaphor for the destruction that will come upon Babylon. This concept of using wine and drunkenness as judgment is a description seen in the book of Ezekiel. It's a vision that's seen by John in the book of Revelation. It's the idea of how wine is made. When wine was made in the ancient Near East, you would have this giant vat. And in this vat, you would put the grapes. And you would take off your shoes and you would just begin to step on and squish the grapes. And the picture is that the destruction that Babylon is ringing upon the people is as if he is stepping on them. And then the picture of the wine running is usually the picture of the blood that is flowing from the people. And so here, Babylon is condemned for their utter destruction of the nations. And the nations who have drunk of the wrath of Babylon. In the same way, Babylon will drink from the wrath of the Lord in verse 16.
有一天, 巴比伦也遭到耶和华同样的愤怒。
Verse 17 describes this drinking that Babylon will do.
十七节形容巴比伦会怎么样?
It says, the violence you have done to Lebanon will overwhelm you, and your destruction of animals will terrify you. For you have shed man's blood. You have destroyed lands and cities and everyone in them.
你向利巴嫩行强暴，以残害惊吓野兽的势必遮盖你，因你杀人流血，向国内的城，并城中一切居民施行强暴。If
you look in verse 8,
如果你看第八节,
the same phrase as a refrain is used again.
同样的一句话被引用,
you have shed man's blood, you have destroyed lands and cities and everyone in them.
你杀人流血，并国内一切的活物。
So there is a wall of destruction against Babylon. And he uses the picture of drinking and drunkenness to prove his point. Let's look at the fifth wall. Verse 18 and 19. And it's basically he's saying that idolatry is useless. He asks the question in verse 18.
18节他问一个问题,
what value is an idol since a man has carved it?
他说,雕刻的偶像,人讲他刻出来什么艺术呢?
This is a theme that's seen all throughout the prophets.
那么这个是在所有先知里面都讲这样的话。
In Isaiah, he describes,
以西结他怎么说?
A man goes out to the forest. He cuts down a tree. And he takes half of the tree. And he cuts it into firewood. And he burns it. And he cooks his food. And he warms himself. And he eats his food. And is satisfied. He then takes the other half of the wood. And he finally carves it into an intricate idol. And you're looking at him and you wonder, half the wood you burn, and you eat your food, and you're satisfied, and the other half, you carve it into an idol, and you say, save me, for you are my God. In other places, the prophets describe the idols, they have eyes, but they can't see anything. They have ears, they can't hear anything. They have mouths, they can't speak. They have noses, but they don't smell. And there are other places that say, well, your idol is so important to you. It's so impotent it can't even walk around. If you want to take your idol with you, you have to carry it. And you're such a poor craftsman that when you get to the place where you're carrying your idol, you have to nail it to the ground so it can stand up on its own. And Habakkuk says, what value is this kind of thing? How much value is something that you carved yourself? Can that God save you? He makes an image that teaches lies. It says, he who makes it trusts in his own creation. It would be as if we're saying that God was trusting in man. Because God created man, and so then God would be worshipping man. Doesn't that just sound ridiculous? It's exactly what he's saying. He makes idols that can't even speak. And it says in verse 19, woe to him who says, to wood, come to life. Wood, make yourself live. Wooden statue, get up and walk around. There is no Pinocchio in the Bible. Or to lifeless stone. Wake up! How many of you, first of all, have ever seen a stone sleeping? How many of you have ever sat there and stared at rocks? How many of you have ever seen that rock come to life? Well, if you're a medical doctor, maybe if you shock it with enough electricity, it'll come to life, right? Or you inject him with some adrenaline. Somehow this rock needs to be able to live. But it's not going to happen. Verse 19. Can it give guidance? If you're carrying it to battle, can it tell you how to make the perfect battle plan? No. It's utterly useless. They're utterly worthless. It is covered with gold and silver. So there is somewhat of a material value to it. But as gods go, there's no breath in it. And this idea of breath is the biblical equivalent to the idea of life.
就是圣经里面他用说表示说有生命。
In other words, the idols are not living things.
偶像不是一个活物。
However,
不管怎么样,
in verse 20,
24节,
he brings you back.
他把你带回来,
there is one true living God.
有一个真正的独一的活的神。
And this one true living God is alive.
这个唯一的真神是活的。
And he dwells among his people.
他活在他的子民当中。
And when the book of Habakkuk was written, you could go to the temple.
当哈巴谷写书的时候，你可以到圣殿里面。
And if you were the high priest,
如果你是大祭司,
once a year you could go see this God.
一年一度你可以去看这个神。
And stand in his presence.
站在他的面前。
And he is a God that does bring judgment.
这是一位真是会带来审判的神。
And there's only one response that the people of the nations can have.
所以国家的人民对神只有一个反应。
Just keep silent.
就是保持沉默肃静。
Hold your finger here for a moment and go to Romans chapter 3.
请我们暂时跳到罗马书第三章。
There is somewhat of an allusion to Habakkuk in Romans chapter 3.
第三章似乎也引用到哈巴谷书。
Look at verse 19.
第三章请看19节。
This is what scripture says.
圣经这么说。
Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, that every mouth may be silenced.
我们晓得律法上的话都是对律法以下的人说的，好塞住个人的口。
That is to say, that in Romans chapter 3, Paul lays out an argument that says why every man on earth has committed sin against God.
在第三章里面，保罗提出一个争论，为什么所有的人都会对神反叛？
And in Romans chapter 1, he looks at the pagan heathens and he says the pagan heathens are condemned.
他看到这个地章里面，他说外邦的这些不信的神是要被惩罚。
And in Romans chapter 2, he looks at people who think that they're righteous and he says that righteous people who think that they're righteous are condemned.
第二章里面，罗马书保罗说自己认为是义人的要被神判断。
And then he looks at the Jewish people and he says that the Jewish people themselves are condemned.
然后再看到犹太人说犹太人也要被神审判。
And he begins in Romans chapter 3 by giving a description of all of these people.
然后在第三章的开始给这些人有形容。
I'd like to read verses 9 through 18 to you.
Chris 要念第9节到18节。
Please follow along.
请你们自己看圣经。
What shall we conclude then? Are we any better? Not at all. We have already made the charge that Jews and Gentiles alike are all under sin. As it is written, there was no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands, no one who seeks God. All have turned away, yet to together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one. Their throats are an open grave. Their tongues practice deceit. The poison of vipers is on their lips. Their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Ruin and misery mark their ways. The way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. And the only response to an accusation like this is utter silence in recognition that you are stand guilty before God.
也就是完全的沉默，因为你知道，在神的面前，你的确是有罪的。The
Babylonians were people who stood guilty before God.
巴比伦人站在神的面前有罪。And
their destruction was going to be immediate and physical.
对他们的审判是很快的，并且是全部的。God
doesn't always bring judgment immediately and physically upon people these days.
可能对今天一些人审判不是马上的，并且不是马上对你身体有审判。
However,
但是,
we know that Romans 6:23 says,
我们知道罗马书6章23节,
the wages of sin is death.
罪的工价乃是死。
If you are a person and you are employed today,
如果你是一个人，你为人工作，
and you have a job,
你有一个工作要做，
you earn a wage,
你得到一个工价。
A wage, simply put, is the money you get for the work that you have done.
这个金钱是你花了时间所得到的一个报酬。
And Paul uses this as a metaphor to say that what you have earned because of your sin,
保罗就用这样的一种形容来解释，
is death.
你的工价乃是死。
However,
但是,
back in Romans 3,
回到罗马书第三章,
look at verse 21.
21节,
but now a righteousness. Do you remember what it said in Habakkuk chapter 4, verse 2?
说但如今神的义, 你记得哈巴谷在第二章说什么?
That the righteous shall live by faith.
为义人因信得生。
But now a righteousness from God apart from law has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify.
罗马书第三章21节, 但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来。
This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believed.
23节就是神的义因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人。
There is no difference.
并没有分别。
We've established that all have sinned. And we've established that the means out of this sin is faith. So then we must ask the question, faith in what? Briefly look with me at 1 Corinthians
15. 哥林多前书15章,
we'll look at verses 3 and 4.
第三节第四节,
for what I received I passed unto you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures.
我当日所领受约传给你们的第一、第四、第三节，就是基督照圣经所说为我们罪死的，而且埋葬的，又照圣经所说第三天复活了。
Here we have the necessary content of faith. It is both history, and it is an explanation of the history. The history, simply put, is that a man named Jesus Christ died on the cross and he rose from the dead.
有一个人叫耶稣，他被钉死在十字架上，然后他复活，他被埋葬。
The explanation of the history,
对这个历史的解释呢,
is he died on the cross,
他死在十字架,
in the place of our sins.
是代替我们的罪。
In other words,
换句话说,
he died,
他死了,
and he took the wage of our sin on himself,
他把我们的死的工价承担了,
being both fully God as an infinite sacrifice,
因为他是个完全的神, 所以这是无限的牺牲,
and finite man dying in finite point of time. And so that Paul in Romans chapter 1,
所以保罗在罗马书第一章,
quotes Habakkuk chapter 4 verse 2,
他引用罗马书第四章,
and he says that the just can live by faith.
他说,
it's in Romans chapter 1, verse
17.
It says that the righteous man will live by faith.
So, 如经上所记,
so Habakkuk chapter 4, verse 2 promises physical salvation for national Israel.
哈巴谷书第二章第四节是对以色列人全国救恩,
for those who believe.
对这些相信耶稣神的人。
In Romans chapter 1,
罗马书第一章,
promises spiritual salvation,
乃是一个属灵上的救恩,
salvation from sin,
从罪里面被拯救,
to all who believe,
对所有相信的人。
So I ask you a question this morning.
今天早上我问你一个问题,
have you believed?
你有没有相信?
Let's look back at Habakkuk chapter 2 briefly. There are a few lessons that we can learn from this. First of all,
首先,
there is a proper decorum for the people of God.
对神的子民有一个适合的礼仪,
there is a way in which it is proper for a believer to live. How can we come to this? If we know that God brings judgment for certain actions, then it ought to be obvious that believers ought to avoid these actions. What are some of these actions? Look at verses 4 and 5 for some of them. It says, he is puffed up. Pride is something that ought not to exist in a believer's life. It says in verse 5, wine betrays him. Drinking is something that is unwise for the believer. Verse
5,
it says he is as greedy as the grave. And like death, he is never satisfied. We live in a materialistic culture. It's very easy for us to say, we need the next best thing. For instance, with some young people my age, for them, they already have the iPhone. And now they're thinking they need the new G phone from Google. Or they're thinking, well, they just came out with a newer, better iPod. I must need the newer and better thing. And we're never satisfied with the things that we have. And this is a way that is improper for a believer to live. Number two, no matter what we do, God is always glorified. God is as much glorified for our sin as he is for our obedience. But this is not an excuse to sin. What happened to the people of God, to Israel, when they had sinned?
记得吗,当以色列的子民,神的子民,以色列人犯罪的时候怎么样?
God brings down judgment upon them. What happens to a church when they live in a state of sin? If you look in the book of Revelation, it says that their candlestick can be removed. He can close down a church. Number three, God is the being that is ultimately sovereign. And he completely reigns over the affairs of men. No matter what happens in our life, if our economy falls apart, if certain people are elected for president over certain other people, if you lose 60% of your investment retirement accounts overnight, if you lose a child, if any of these, any terrible thing happens to you, you get a major sickness, you have a death in a family, no matter what happens, God is still sovereign. And he's still in control of the situation. So we began by asking the first question again. Why do bad things happen to good people? How can God be just when the wicked flourish and the righteous wane? We haven't yet answered the question. Habakkuk 3 may get close to an answer. But what we have seen is that in the end, justice will be done to the wicked, and God is still in control. We haven't yet answered the why question. Are you content with being satisfied just with the fact that God is sovereign over your life?
你是不是知道神掌权，你就满足了？
And he's in control of all these events. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth be silent before him. Let's close in word of prayer. Father,
天父,
you are ultimately a just God. You have displayed your justice in the past, both with dealing with your people Israel,
在对付你自己的子民以色列人,
and with the nation of Babylon.
跟对巴比伦这个国家,
and Father, you show your justice in the present,
天父你要在今天彰显你的公义,
by taking those who have rejected your Son,
把这些拒绝你儿子的人,
and pouring out infinite and eternal wrath upon them.
在他们身上你造出那无限的愤怒。
But Father, you have also displayed your justice in an infinite and marvelous way.
但是天父，你也彰显你的公义是这么样的奇妙，这么样的无限。
That you showed yourself ultimately both loving and just through the death of your Son.
借着你儿子的受死，你彰显你是无限的爱跟公义。
Help those, Father, who are believers here this morning.
帮助我们今天已经相信你的。
That they would live in light of your justice.
他们能照着你公义的亮光去过活。
And Father, we pray for those who are not believers who are here this morning.
我们为今天还没有信你的人,
that they would catch a vision of your justice.
他们能看到你的公义的一个意象。
And you would do the work to turn them from darkness to light.
你在他们身上动工, 让他们从黑暗进入光明。
We pray these things in your Son's precious name.
我们将祷告凭着你儿子的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.